Hello?
Sir, what's your name, please?
Johnny Marquez.
Okay, thank you. The Honorable Louis Quinones will conduct your hearing today.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Johnny Marquez, 140294.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 16, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Mm-hmm.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, Mr. Marquez?
I'm representing myself, yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the hearing room, you cannot see us as this is a telephone hearing, but present are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our acting board chair, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Marquez and Mr. Grady, can you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do. Sir, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal records company as follows. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1214 West Darrell, Phoenix, Arizona on or about February 9th, 2018 without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Marquez, is this true or false?
It's true, but could I explain what I wasn't trying to move or nothing. I just stayed with a girlfriend, my girlfriend,
sir,
just too long.
So you'll be able to explain yourself in detail during the second phase of the hearing, but we need to vote to pass from phase one to phase two. So if you'll just hang on for a second,
we'll
have
to
speak before, okay?
I'll vote two.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Marquez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Marquez, we will continue to the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will decide whether or not to continue or revoke your community supervision. But before we continue, we need to take some background information from our in-house community corrections officer. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Marquez was released from DOC on January 3rd of 2018. He was arrested on March 21st of 2018 by Casa Grande PD. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DOC on April 3rd of 2018. He has a CSED on December 12th of 2018 that reflects 40 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, burglary, second degree, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1998, disorderly conduct, 6 months. 2000, robbery, 2 years. 2000, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2008, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. He has 4 terms for DOC. His CUIR scores a 2-1. Mental health scores a 1. Substance abuse scores a 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 1999. TIS release, completed 1 month. 2000, TIS release, absconded for 38 days, arrested and revoked by the BOC. 2009, TIS release, absconded for 71 days, arrested and revoked by the BOC. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2002, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, is a community risk score of a G5V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Marcus. Okay, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to live with your sister, Tallulah Marcus, 1214 West Darrow, Phoenix, Arizona. You didn't provide any other address while you were on community supervision, so this is a chance to explain what happened there.
Mom?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just went to go visit an old girlfriend, that I was with before I got locked up. And I stayed a little too long, and I know it was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm hoping that if I could get into the rehab my professor was talking about, that would help me more. I didn't mean to abscond or nothing, I just stayed a little too long. I wasn't trying to move or nothing. I didn't know that I had to stay at home like that, like if I was on house arrest or something. Maybe if I was like on a, I feel like if I was on a stricter, because I was on colors, and if I was on like a stricter color that had to go by TA, DTIC, UA every week, I would be like better on everything, because I was on the colored meet, and I only got called once to take a UA, so if I were to be led back out, I wouldn't want to be on a stricter, go checking more, and be on a stricter color to where I would have to provide a UA like every week instead of once a month.
Sir, I appreciate your input. You made reference, or you said something about rehab. So did you have some ongoing problems with alcohol or drugs?
No, just alcohol. I was drinking, and then that was keeping me from that too. I feel that it would help me more to get in a program like that anyways, instead of sitting here making myself feel like I completed. And I know I completed, because I did enroll to Arizona. I worked in, I went to the job fairs. I checked in, I did take the UA too, and I wasn't dirty. But I was doing everything I was supposed to except for this one little thing. I stayed a little too long, longer than I should have, and I shouldn't have. I should have went and turned myself in. They came pick me up at my girlfriend's house, and so they just, I went with them and they took me to jail. I wasn't walking around, I wasn't cruising around or nothing, I was staying out of trouble. I just think it would help me more to be in some kind of program to where I got to stay more focused on being on parole than nothing to do. You know what I mean? Because I don't know the Phoenix area, I'm not from there.
Sir.
So it was just hard for me to getting used to being out there looking for a job. And I did look to go to the job fair that they had me go to.
Okay, sir. Here's a few questions. One is that you were approved to live with your sister, Tallulah. Did you immediately move in with your girlfriend, or did you spend some of your time at your sister's house and not move in?
I was at my sister's house. I was there because he came and visited me once there. And we talked and everything, and I went to the parole office. But now I was there. I just, like I said, when I went down to test again, I stayed a little longer than I should have. was with this girl, before I got out, I went to jail, and we reconnected, and, you know, I was gone for almost 4 years, and so just didn't think of that, you know?
Well,
and I'm sorry about that. It's my fault for messing up, but I don't have no intentions of moving, you know?
Okay, sir, I need to keep asking some questions here. So how many days were you staying with your girlfriend until you were arrested by the Casa Grande Police Department?
Not even a month. Like a month where they just came and got me, like, for that. I was supposed to have, he told me, I think about the 19th of February, is when I was supposed to check in, or the 16th. I was supposed to check in with him, but I didn't show up, and then I wasn't there, I didn't catch the ground. So it was like a month or something.
Okay, sir, hold on. Why didn't you break off contact with your parole officer then?
I called him and told him that, like I said, I was just being hard-headed, you know what I mean? When I called him and I talked to him on the phone, he said to come in, but I didn't have a ride, so I was like, I had to take the bus, and the bus didn't leave till later, so I wasn't going to make it anyways. He violated me, so I was just like, I mean, well, I wasn't trying to be a problem. I'm not trying to be a problem to him. You know, I want to complete this the pro thing. I was trying. But, you know, like I said, if I was putting, like, how to do programs and more of a tighter group around me to where I didn't have so much free time to go, like, to go places. I mean, like, if I was called more okay. For the courage thing, then I think I would have made it. I would have been more.
You mentioned that, so let me ask you this. What were you doing for the 30 days that you were living with your girlfriend in Casa Grande?
I was just staying out of trouble. Really, I didn't want to go anywhere because I didn't want to get in trouble even more than I was in trouble. And when they just came pick me up and I ran with them.
What were you doing when Casa Grande didn't make contact with you then? Like, how'd they find you?
They came over. I guess they knew where I was because they came over and they asked for me. They asked for me and I went with them.
Okay, sir, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Marquez, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you need to share?
I just want to say I'm sorry for being for not completing or not achieving my address. And that's, I'm not a bad person. I've never been in trouble in here in DOC. I know that. Never got a ticket, never got in the dirty way, always stayed out of trouble. I worked all the time in here, and you know what I mean? I just messed up, and I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, Mr. Marquez. The board will be going into discussion now. I mean, it's not like we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So, sir, if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I have to say in the open that if Mr. Marquez had been missing for a much shorter amount of time, or if he was in here for a smaller violation, I might be open to returning him to community supervision, but I just can't ignore that he was missing for 40 days without any contact with his parole officer. And I just find that a fundamental violation of the spirit of community supervision when we can't monitor someone's transition back to the community. But That's, of course, my opinion, and I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, Ms. Whitner.
Just also mention that he admitted he was drinking.
Thank you, Ms. Whitner. I appreciate that. And yes, I think he does have some ongoing issues with alcohol. Any further discussion?
Just the fact that he went to Cassett Ram, which is a little bit less, or a little bit more than just going to a girlfriend's house across town or something like that.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. No further discussion. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. And that is based on our discussion with Mr. Marcus, information provided by the Department of Corrections, as well as information on warrant number 2018W0545. I move to find him delinquent. He's violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Your I'm going to reread that. I may have read from the wrong script. I want to make sure that I think I read from the wrong script. I'm going to say it again. Again, based on the information in warrant number 2018W0545. Our discussion with Mr. Marcus, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Marcus was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse on the police company.
Second.
Agreed.
Pardon me, I do think I may have read from phase one. Okay, again, Mr. Marcus, the board has voted. Your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about December 12, 2018. We encourage you to take advantage of these last months of your prison sentence to put together a plan for your return to the community and to pursue any programming that's available to you. In particular, if you are having some struggles with alcohol, Alcohol Anonymous groups would be well advised. We do wish you a safe and productive return to the community in December of 2018. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you very much for that time.
Thank you.